What is the secret of a truly sexy woman? Apparently, according to research in America, a 26-inch waist, which is a measurement equivalent to a UK size 8, was found to be the most attractive attribute. More than 150 studies into the ideal female figure in the last 20 years alone concluded that the secret lies in the size of a woman's waist compared to her hips. Really, we're talking waspy waist. Cyril Campbell is a beauty expert, writer of Discover the New You, also does beauty workshops, and she joins us now. Cyril, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning. What do you think of this, first of all?
I'm quite shocked because I actually thought the ideal of women's beauty was a very symmetrical face. And also, if it was a man looking at a woman, one would have thought that they might have looked at a different area of the body rather than the waist.
Yeah, but this seems to be the outline, doesn't it? The shape of this.
Well, that's really strange because in the 50s, people had waists. And I know certainly when I try on my mother's dresses, she was a completely different shape from how we are now. However thin you are, because we've all been quite sporty and we work out and our shapes have changed, we're much more straight up and down, whether we have bosoms or bottoms, the waist has disappeared. So,
But does that happen because of exercise? Is that what happens to your waist? It just disappears. You get a more straight up and down shape.
I think we've become more muscular generally. I'm going to generalise here.
That's what we love. We love a nice generalisation. But so if we've become more muscular, you don't think it's just because we've changed the way that we wear things? Because after all, I think the one thing that I would say certainly that I am not prepared to do is that I'm not prepared to be really uncomfortable for a long period of time. So for example, I might go out in a dress or an outfit that is vaguely uncomfortable and wear hugely uncomfortable high heels, but I'm absolutely not prepared to do that during the day as well.
Completely agree. We all want to be comfortable, and I still believe that you can still look great and be comfortable. But going back to the waist thing, I think our body shapes have changed as well because of the way we wear our clothes. We might not wear constrictive clothes. The waist that used to be the waist, trousers are worn lower, both on men and women. We don't wear things into our waist so much.
Except it's coming back, isn't it, Cyril, though? I've seen quite a few trousers and skirts, for example, coming back, which are proper high waisters, properly like they used to be worn in the 80s.
But on the whole, that's much more the fashions where the young are wearing a very high-waisted trouser. There may be the ladies who are older who still wear high-waisted trousers because it does stop the mutton, that sort of the
muffin top.
Muffin top, that's the one, hanging over. Because if it's going into your waist, then there's nothing so much to hang over.
Except that you do have to be careful, because sometimes if it goes a little bit too high up and also you wear it a little tight, then you get that lovely sort of circular, kind of slightly hit. I mean, I know it from my own sort of thing. If you wear a trousers a little too tight around the waist, then you get a lovely bulge that kind of looks a bit like you might be
a bit just like a sort of lots of Michelin man.
Yeah, exactly. We know the look.
The key to having a good body shape, and I tell this to all my clients who I want them to love what they see in the mirror, immaterial of what size, height, weight they are. I want everyone to not look at their good, not to disregard their bad bits and focus on their good bits. Mm. So just focus on your good bits. Firstly, you need a really good fitting bra that puts everything into the right place. Because the moment a lot of bras, women never change, never get their bras fitted or checked for size again. So a lot of women I come across have bras that are too big round the back. And everything is held up by the straps, which is not the right thing to do. So if you were to, generally, if you go down a back size and up a bra size.
Up a cup size.
Cup size, that is usually a better fitting bra for you. I'm generalising again here.
And also,
Take your bosoms in the right place, give you a better stretch of body expanse from waist to bust, which makes you look slimmer.
Yeah, but I would also say that the problem of what as well with bras is that you get used to saying what size you are, And the problem is all bras are not the same, just like all clothes aren't the same. I've got things in my wardrobe, for example, which are allegedly a size 8. Yeah, like I'm really a size 8. I don't think so. And I've got right up to some of the other labels. I've got a size 6, pair of size 16 trousers, which are actually a snug fit just because they happen to be from a very cheap shop.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So the same with bras. You just, unfortunately, the sad thing is you do have to go and try the wretched things on.
Yes. And also all of us, our bra size changes often monthly according to our hormonal situation. And, you know, sometimes just generally our body shape does change as we age.
It's so much easier being a bloke. Just either a vest on, vest off. That's it.
Do you know something? I've found with my men and women clients that when a man looks in his mirror, when a man looks in the mirror, he sees the whole of himself. And he looks at himself and he goes, is my tie straight? Is my collar okay? Is my hair okay? Generally, I look okay. I'm ready to go. We look in the mirror and we start to dissect. Oh, there's cellulite here. Is my bum look big in this? Does this look wrong? Does this look wrong? We are much more worried about specific bits of ourselves.
I think we're just more self-critical in general. I always say that a bloke looks in the mirror, flexes his muscles, forgets that he's got a beer belly, that everything's in the wrong place, and he just goes, woof, woof, I look great. And a female just looks in and goes, oh, there I am again. I actually said hello once to myself in a very big mirror. I went in to go and get something from this shop. And they said, oh, it's downstairs. I went downstairs, didn't realise there was a mirror straight ahead of me. I looked up, I saw myself, and for a very short second, I thought it was somebody I knew. And I thought, oh, there's that wretched woman again. And I said hello to myself. How did you do that? Angie, I tell you what, Angie has messaged us, Cyril, saying, what really is beauty? I thought it lay in the eyes of the beholder. And that is true as well, isn't it? Because, you know, it's about ideals.
And also, I think beauty comes from within, and it's all about how you feel about yourself. You cannot be necessarily the prettiest girl in the room or have the best figure, but if you exude confidence and you feel good about yourself, you will exude something that attracts people to you, that whole self-confidence, charisma. And that's what I want people who come to me to have, to feel good about themselves. Whatever they look like, I can make someone look and feel better without putting a new dress on them. It's not about the dress, it's how you feel about yourself.
Exactly. Although there is a difference between confidence and arrogance. And we don't want we don't want an arrogant man, we want a confident man. Or we don't want an arrogant woman, we want a confident woman. So what would you, if you were to give, I don't know, a few tips, how to make people feel good about themselves, just people in general, what would you say to people listening now?
Okay, so the first thing is, A lot of women and men will go, oh, I don't like myself, I don't like this, I don't like that. So my first thing would be, there must be one thing you like about yourself, even if it's only your ankles, there is something. So focus on that, and let's say it wasn't the ankles, let's say it was say it's a woman's shoulders, or her cleavage, or whatever it is.
Or your eyes, maybe.
Or your eyes. Actually, I think, don't you think that when you meet someone, the first thing you notice is their eyes and their smile?
Yeah.
So, two things on. So
you don't want to smile you don't want to smile like you've kind of got nothing else in your head.
No, I didn't mean a sort of cheesy grin, but people notice a smile. If I smile at you, you would smile back at me, even if you didn't know me, generally. And so, for women, as we get older, we tend to lose our eyebrows or they tend to fade with colour. So, I would say accentuating your eyebrows is a youth-making feature of your face. And also, I don't mean drawing them as a line, but certainly shading with pencil or with a powder to enhance them. That's the first thing. Secondly, there is no reason why everybody nowadays can't have a reasonable set of teeth. So you can clean them, you can use teeth whitening, toothpaste, or you can go to your dentist. And I don't mean the really expensive whitening.
I was just about to say, because that's the problem, isn't it? It's expensive to get that pearly white smile.
Absolutely. There's no reason why you can't help yourself. Use an extra toothbrush and clean your teeth and keep them in the best state you can according to your finances.
So that's
a big difference.
Right. And anything for a man, you've mentioned about eyebrows. Do men tend to find, I find, that as you get older as a bloke, seem to be more eyebrow going on?
This is, oh, yes, definitely. So get your tweezers out, gentlemen. You don't want a monobrow. but then you don't want sort of Made in Essex, Towie type, groomed brows where they've been overly plucked.
Yeah.
Just a gentle center section removed. So you do have two eyebrows, not one. And remove any random hairs from nostrils.
Nostrils and ears. Get a friend. Get a friend in. Tidy up your ears.
Lots of men often have stray hairs coming from their noses. I don't mean the nostrils. I mean eyes. Have you never noticed that?
I was thinking nostrils and I did find, although I found they were quite furry, but I was talking to a bloke the other day who had beautiful verdant hair coming out of his ears. And I was, whilst admiring the fecundity of the hairy hair, I also did think about the other half of. I just wondered how he got. I didn't know who was married, and I just there was part of me who thought, I wonder if I should go and have a word with her and see whether maybe she enjoyed it.
Maybe she just
now,
loved
can I just,
him for him.
Yeah, you see, and I do like a hairy man. And Anna has tweeted, "Men need to be men. Keep their hair everywhere." You see, and there are people out there. I like a hairy back, but there are lots of women who, when I say that, go, no, and then they back away.
Another issue. Then the question is, if a man is very hairy and he doesn't understand why we might like a less hairy back.
Yeah.
And he's very dark.
Yeah, pass them on to me. Oh, is that what you're going to say? Sorry.
No, I was actually going to say it's very hard for a man then. When you're waxing for the man, where does he actually stop?
Oh, I see what you mean.
The hair removal, because you suddenly get these lines, especially if he's hairy all over.
Yeah, yeah, you mean hairy shorts. Mm. It's difficult, isn't it? We would like, Cyril, thank you so much for joining us this morning. It's now the afternoon. Sorry.
I should remember to pass you any hairy men.
Yeah, just pass them on. Yeah, just the postman knows where they go. Just put a stamp on. And I get a delivery every morning. Although not on a bank holiday, obviously there's no post. Cyril, thank
you.
Maybe
the answer is just speaking to one of the men's waxing salons and you can just hang out there and see who's going in.
I could be that strange woman. Cyril, thank you so much for talking to me this afternoon. Cyril Campbell there, beauty expert, writer of Discover the New You, who also does beauty workshops. And what do you find beautiful? What makes a man or woman attractive? Let me know.